I want to get to our next guest now and continue this markets conversation with a focus on jobs. We've got Nela Richardson with us. She is chief economist at ADP. Nela, great to see you again. It's been a while since you've been on my show. And I want to start with this ADP report coming from your firm showing that private payrolls did expand last month, but by not nearly as much as Wall Street had hoped for. Is that the Delta variant sort of making its way now through the job market?
Alexis, it's great to be with you. I hope you had a great summer. Look, there's a couple of things that we think are at play in terms of this month's numbers. The Delta variant may be meaningfully impacting the pace of hires in the second half of the year. There's a lot of uncertainty surrounding that. But also remember that labor shortages have been a key hurdle, especially for small firms that can't compete as much with those larger firms who can trick out their compensation plans or offer some bonuses and different structures to attract workers. So you're seeing the conflation of bottlenecks in the labor market with this ongoing pandemic that's stayed around far too long, but continues to meaningfully drive the jobs market recovery.
Now, I know in months past, the ADP report doesn't necessarily line up with the government unemployment report, which is out just a couple of days after. What are your expectations for that August unemployment report? Because I know the consensus on the street is for an additional 750,000 jobs added. That seems mighty aggressive and mighty optimistic and an unemployment rate of 5.2%. Where do you stand?
You know, Alexis, those consensus estimates have a wide range even within them. We tend to talk about the median or the average, but there is a big range, and that's attributable to the uncertainty we've seen and the unevenness of the recovery. We think that the growth is still robust, and you'll see that in the BLS numbers, but we can't expect million-plus job gains for the foreseeable future. Remember, the street was calling for that in January. We will see the unevenness in the monthly gains, I think, going forward. And just to put a little button on it, year-to-date, ending in July, ADP has calculated 3.4 million jobs on net created. The BLS numbers over the same period is 3.7. So lots of monthly variance, but the overall trend has been in line.
Nela, you know, we saw a number of states that cut off those enhanced employment benefits early. It looks like they didn't see a significant boost in job growth. There was a Wall Street Journal analysis that took a closer look at that. Why do you think that is?
Because that wasn't the whole story. It wasn't just about the enhanced unemployment benefits. It was really what the health conditions were on the ground and the fact that we are still in the midst of an ongoing pandemic. So some states that ended or phased out benefits saw a meaningful pickup in hiring. And those who didn't end benefits or phase them out already also saw a meaningful pickup in hiring. And then there were states who didn't see a meaningful. So there's a lot of noise there. We're still trying to figure out the role of enhanced benefits. But it's clear that there's much more going on in this labor market than just whether or not unemployed workers have more support going forward.
And speak about a range in expectations for this unemployment report. There's also a big range out there amongst economists talking about when are we going to get back to pre-pandemic levels for the job market? Some are saying it's going to take to the end of this decade. Do you think it's really going to take that long to make the job market whole again?
I don't, but we still have significant challenges ahead. The service sector in particular is poised to add most of the gains, but it's still 5 million short of where it was pre-pandemic, and we're still seeing 7 million workers sidelined by the pandemic. So yes, there is challenges ahead, but we've also seen an amazing economic recovery, a huge pickup in business formation, financial liquidity is there and present. And in terms of ADP's small business surveys, you know, it's hiring, not financing, that is the number one challenges that we are seeing our small business clients report. So this is really a market that could thrive given economic conditions, but is limited by labor market bottlenecks and health conditions that are uncertain.
Nela, how critical is tomorrow's or Friday's jobs report to the Federal Reserve, and of course, that all-important wage component, which could signal a bump up in already rising inflation?
You know, the Fed has started to signal what it would like to see. It would like to see, and we all would, frankly, this continual pickup in job gains, because that allows them to take their foot off the gas again a bit, taper some of those bond purchases, eventually increase interest rates, and gives them back the ammunition they may need if there is another downturn. So I do think that this August jobs report is a critical input into that overall plan A. And if it's lower than expected, that shifts to a plan B, where they're more accommodative for longer than they'd like to be.
All right. We're a lot to sift through on Friday for sure. Neela Richardson, Chief Economist at ADP, thanks so much for being with us.